Now, time to pause for a moment and relive some truly classy television from the late 1970s. Yes, that was the theme from The Love Boat, the American series which implied that fun and romance were never far away if you spend most of your time on board an exotic cruise ship. Well, wind the clock forward, and leaving the question of romance out of the equation, the reality of life on board the World cruise liner, currently docked in Glasgow, is certainly luxurious. It's the only ship in the world where people can live permanently aboard. As you can imagine, it's an experience that doesn't come cheap. Apartments range in price from £500,000 to £13 million. A minimum six-night stay on board the cruise ship costs over £5,000. Well, Nikki Upshaw is from Residency, who managed the cruise liner. She told me how The World came to be.
We try very hard to differentiate from the exceptional cruise destinations and cruise experiences by positioning ourselves as a private residential yacht, almost a yacht-like feeling. And the premise was that there are families all over the world that buy second or third homes, vacation homes, and you decide on one destination, one locale, based on obviously your interest, to purchase that home. What if there was an opportunity to have a home that actually didn't have you compromise and have to commit to one place, but a home that could take you to all of the best regions, the more picturesque spots, the more exotic destinations in the world? And so the premise, the vision, the idea, the dream started in 2000, and we launched in 2002, was just that.
And who is a typical resident? Paint me a picture of those on board.
Well, actually, I think it'd be surprising for some, because it is a very active, typically entrepreneurial type of individual of spirit. They have an average age of 55 and are quite inquisitive and adventurous. One of the main reasons that they decide to come into the world and be part of this lifestyle is that they have a great passion for travel and for lifelong learning. It's actually a quite young and active type of resident community.
And it's fair to say, presumably, that they're also quite wealthy people.
They are definitely accomplished and wealthy, for the most part self-made, independent, quite forward-thinking. They have earned and worked very hard to achieve a certain level of affluence.
Segment 1.
Now, time to pause for a moment and relive some truly classy television from the late 1970s. Yes, that was the theme from The Love Boat, the American series which implied that fun and romance were never far away if you spend most of your time on board an exotic cruise ship. Well, wind the clock forward, and leaving the question of romance out of the equation, the reality of life on board the World cruise liner, currently docked in Glasgow, is certainly luxurious. It's the only ship in the world where people can live permanently aboard. As you can imagine, it's an experience that doesn't come cheap. Apartments range in price from £500,000 to £13 million. A minimum six-night stay on board the cruise ship costs over £5,000.
Segment 2.
Well, Nikki Upshaw is from Residency, who managed the cruise liner. She told me how The World came to be.
We try very hard to differentiate from the exceptional cruise destinations and cruise experiences by positioning ourselves as a private residential yacht, almost a yacht-like feeling. And the premise was that there are families all over the world that buy second or third homes, vacation homes, and you decide on one destination, one locale, based on obviously your interest, to purchase that home.
Segment 3.
What if there was an opportunity to have a home that actually didn't have you compromise and have to commit to one place, but a home that could take you to all of the best regions, the more picturesque spots, the more exotic destinations in the world? And so the premise, the vision, the idea, the dream started in 2000, and we launched in 2002, was just that.
And who is a typical resident? Paint me a picture of those on board.
Well, actually, I think it'd be surprising for some, because it is a very active, typically entrepreneurial type of individual of spirit. They have an average age of 55 and are quite inquisitive and adventurous.
Segment 4.
One of the main reasons that they decide to come into the world and be part of this lifestyle is that they have a great passion for travel and for lifelong learning. It's actually a quite young and active type of resident community.
And it's fair to say, presumably, that they're also quite wealthy people.
They are definitely accomplished and wealthy, for the most part self-made, independent, quite forward-thinking. They have earned and worked very hard to achieve a certain level of affluence.